Breaking news, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is acquitted on all charges in a Senate trial that took place over the weekend on Saturday in Texas, of course. And Ken Paxton was facing a series of bogus charges, utterly fabricated. And that came out in the trial. The charges included claims that he did things like accepted bribes to have his cabinet countertops and cabinetry reworked as exchange for political favors. And then it turns out that his cabinets and countertops are exactly the same as they've been for 10 years. These are the kind of made-up lies that were made up against Trump. In fact, these are some of the same people. So let me tell you who's behind this. This is the Bush family and the Rhinos and the Karl Roves of the political world. That's who was behind this. Why? Because Ken Paxton supports Donald J. Trump, and because Ken Paxton was about to go to bat against big tech to protect the First Amendment. In fact, my company was scheduled to meet with Ken Paxton on the very day that he was impeached. And that was months ago. And so what they did was they delayed this potential cooperation of the state of Texas on our legal case to sue Google and Apple and Twitter and Facebook for viewpoint discrimination, censorship, and deplatforming. And in fact, the state of Texas is very interested in defending the First Amendment, as is the governor and the AG. And as are we, being, you know, part of Texas and providing jobs in Texas and being an advocate for Texas freedoms and the Texas economy, which includes the energy economy, by the way. We're not anti-oil people, just to be clear, even though the Bushes are all about oil. I've criticized strongly the whole electric vehicle movement. It's a total hoax. The climate change is a complete hoax, total fabrication. And one of the reasons why I love living in Texas and being located in Texas for my business is because Texas is self-reliant. Texas has energy. And I'm glad Texas has energy. I'm glad that Texas has refineries and oil wells. And at the same time, Texas can grow its own food. And Texas also has, you know, invested in wind energy and solar energy at the same time. And Texas has technology, you know, a lot of high tech in Texas. And Texas defends the Second Amendment. So I can, you know, cruise around with my pistol on my belt legally, lawfully. And I feel safe in an armed society. So I love Texas. And for the Bushes, the Bush fans who are listening, look, I don't know why you're at war with Ken Paxton and Trump. You shouldn't be. You should get on board with the truth and freedom movement, because the truth is we need oil, by the way. We need natural gas. We need fossil fuels right now in our economy. But what we don't need is all of this treasonous backstabbing by the Rhinos and the Democrats, of course. They were all on board with this. This backstabbing is what's going to destroy our nation and destroy our state. So look, Ken Paxton is a champion for Texas, and he's a champion for humanity. Ken Paxton is a great American, and frankly, and I hope that now, having survived this backstabbing attempt, that Ken Paxton, I'm going to say that under a Trump administration, Ken Paxton should be the AG of the United States of America. Ken Paxton should be in charge of the DOJ. And with that power, I know that he would wield it in a lawful and highly ethical way to take down the enemies of America, the enemies of the Constitution, the enemies of freedom, including the enemies of free speech. So I say, Ken Paxton for Attorney General of the country. Of the country. Now Donald Trump is polling very well. In fact, if the election were held today, Trump would win a massive electoral landslide victory. 312 electoral votes is what Trump would get right now. And the Democrats are absolutely flipping out over this. they realize that Trump has the support and that Biden does not and will not have support. The American people are fed up with the Biden regime. They're fed up with the food inflation. They're fed up with the lies, the corruption, the bribery that Biden is in on, and the Biden crime family, and just the total destruction of America. They are completely fed up. And they're also completely fed up with the open border situation. Even Democrats in the Democrat-run cities are now fed up with the open borders situation. You're seeing protests in New York and Chicago and other places about all the illegals invading and overrunning their cities. So America's ready for a real change. And Ken Paxton surviving this is a huge deal. You know, go Trump. Also, I want to say go RFK Jr. on the Democrat side, because he's in an epic fight against the corruption of the DNC, which is trying to shut him out. And in fact, they are shutting him out. They are, quote, successfully shutting him out. And it's clear the Democrats are so corrupt, they will not let democracy function in their own party. Imagine that. So we need to see what RFK Jr. is going to do about that. In the meantime, we know Trump is going to be the nominee for the Republicans. And so Paxton is back in power. Trump is very likely to be in power very soon if this election takes place. So watch for the Democrats to do crazy, insane, desperate things, false flag operations, nuclear bombs, who knows, cyber attacks, anything they can do to try to cancel the 2024 election. And stay tuned. There's a lot more coming. Also, by the way, we've got a fundraiser for Jonathan Emord that is happening Monday, beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be broadcast live on Brighteon.tv. Jonathan Emord is the amazing pro-liberty, pro-America candidate that's running for Senate for Virginia. And Jonathan Emord is a true champion. And I'm going to be present for an hour. This event is being hosted by Robert Scott Bell. It's a fundraiser telethon for Jonathan Emord, and I encourage you to tune in. Again, that's going to be Brighteon.tv. We may also carry the stream on Brighteon.com, but just look for it on Brighteon.tv Monday, beginning, again, 3 p.m. Eastern, and I will see you there. Take care. God bless America.